This is Than Bennett in Washington, D.C. Today on Jay Sekulow Live, Coach Dabo Swinney responds to the Freedom From Religion Foundation.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Members of an organization out of Wisconsin say religious activities led by the coaching staff here that have been going on for several years, they say, are unconstitutional, and they say they want them to stop.
We have a major complaint about the public university, Clemson University in South Carolina. Our attorney, Patrick Elliott, sent a strong documented letter of complaint to Clemson University about its football coach, William Dabo Swinney, who is using his position of authority to proselytize players and insert religious devotions into the school's athletic program. He named a team chaplain who has an office at the athletic department, and of course all of this is unconstitutional.
Lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
We believe that they're mistaken. Participation in these activities is voluntary. There are no repercussions for students who choose not to participate, and we are not aware of any complaints from either current or former student athletes.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
I'm trying to figure out why an atheist group is responding to someone who's not even a member of your group to ask another town to take action.
That's what we do all over the country. We, just like the ACLJ, you know, Christian outside groups complain about religious issues in other states. We're doing the same thing.
And now your host, Than Bennett.
Hey everyone, welcome to the broadcast. Than Bennett in Washington, D.C. Phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. Again, 1-800-684-3110. David French is joining us from our studios in Franklin, Tennessee, but I am going to go right to Jay, who is doing this broadcast today from the road today, folks. Jay, a number of developments in this case involving Clemson head coach Dabo Swinney. You've been engaging this firsthand. What is the latest on your end?
Well, I actually was in Spartanburg, South Carolina yesterday and am on the way back now. But I had a chance not only to meet with a lot of members of local government and the House and Senate in South Carolina, but also had the chance to meet with the Attorney General from South Carolina. And while you have to take this threat of legal action seriously, from the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the reality is we're going to play a major role in the defense of what is clearly constitutionally protected activity. But I want everybody to understand that it is a significant threat because this is a bullying technique. They're trying to get Clemson University to basically not back up the football coach. And that's really what's at play here. So it's not just the threat of civil litigation where you're going to be in court. It's this intimidation factor by what we call these angry atheists to stop anybody, in this case, adult coach and adult players, from engaging in voluntary religious and faith-based activities if they so choose. And this coach has been very clear that he's not discriminating against anyone. Now, I don't know what and David probably has this, but what is the current number, David, of people that have signed on to the petition supporting the coach here?
Oh, it's amazing, Jay. In less than 48 hours, 61,592 in less than 48 hours.
I am going to be talking to the Attorney General Friday, and I don't know if this is possible, but if we could get by tomorrow or certainly by Monday 100,000 signatures, that would be absolutely huge. So, folks, go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Sign that petition. Now, I want to be able to tell the Attorney General and the coach that we've got 100,000 Americans from all 50 states standing with them. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And don't forget, folks, we're in our matching challenge campaign, really the last week of it here. We really need your help at ACLJ.org. But sign on to that petition as well. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255.
It is happening again. Angry atheists lashing out. This time the target is the Clemson University football team. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is upset because the football coach is utilizing the services of a team chaplain, a chaplain who volunteers his time. The atheists say the move is unconstitutional and an improper, quote, commingling of religion and athletics. Clemson University officials say the school already provides academic, athletic, and personal support to students, and the addition of a chaplain provides an opportunity to meet their spiritual needs as well. Stand with the ACLJ. Sign on to our letter of support for Clemson University. The decision by the football coach to utilize a team chaplain is entirely proper and does not violate the Constitution. Add your name to our letter now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Everyone, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Again, phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. Folks, talking about this situation down in Clemson University where head coach of the football team, Dabo Swinney, is under attack from one of our favorite groups, I guess you would call it, the Freedom From Religion Foundation. The main problems they have with Coach Swinney is that he has a recruiting assistant on his staff that also volunteers as the team chaplain, and folks, that there are Bible studies that the student athletes can attend on a voluntary basis should they so choose. By all accounts, Coach Dabo is one of those coaches in college football that we wish we had more of, folks. He is graduating his students at a high rate. He is raising solid citizens, and yet he is coming under attack. Jay, we are coming to the coach's defense in a big way. The court of public opinion, thanks to our members, more than 60,000 of our members are standing with us in defense of this coach. But this fight, in many ways, is just beginning. There are going to be more stages to this.
No, it is just beginning. But let me say this. After being in South Carolina yesterday and talking to the good people in South Carolina, and including a number of the elected officials, there's tremendous support for the coach. But, you know, Than, as you were reciting what the coach has been accused of doing, I mean, for instance, a voluntary Bible study for the football players. High school students can have a Bible study on their campus. Elementary school kids have Bible studies on their campus. So for college, please, there is no way that that's deemed unconstitutional. Voluntary prayer services or buses or vans that would take players to church events, they're not going to not play because they don't go to the church event. Okay, we know that. But this is, again, you know, David, we've talked about this kind of bullying technique, but and I want to get to this in a moment. But, folks, you got to understand what we have to do here and what is the battle that we're engaged in. And that battle is, to be very clear, we have to maintain vigilance when these groups threaten. So I want to encourage you again. I would love to be able to tell the Attorney General on Friday, if possible, that we are close to or have hit 100,000 American citizens standing with this coach from all 50 states. To do that, go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org. We're 1-877-989-2255. So 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Also, again, we're in a matching challenge. You want any help there? But go to aclj.org, sign that petition, or 877-989-2255. Now, David, I emailed yesterday as soon as I was done with the various meetings I had with government officials and concerned citizens there in South Carolina. I said that we would present a full legal defense position paper for the people that are really charged with defending. That's going to be ultimately the Attorney General's office in South Carolina. The issues here, I think, are very clear, but we've got to make it, I think, abundantly clear that we're not going to let South Carolina or Clemson get bullied by this group.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think there's a couple of things going on here. One, there's the pure legal defense side of this, which it may end up in court. Freedom From Religion Foundation does sue frequently. The other thing here is a big public education component. One of the disturbing aspects of this is I've seen some really uninformed commentary from national sports media. Now, this is not their core area of expertise, but there's a lot of misinformation out there about the free speech rights of this coach and the religious liberty rights of the student athletes themselves. So, you know, one of the things that we do best is get out there in the court of public opinion and set the record straight.
Well, I think we're going to have to do that here because you're right. Some of the sports media has been not grasping what the real legal issues are here. We're going to address that through our media, through other sources. But, folks, this is where you come in. And I really think it's critical we hear from you. And I want to insist and really ask you to join with me. I mean, that's an incredible response in a couple of days, 61,000 signatures. There's no reason we can't get to 100,000 for this coach. You know, the same group's going after the Pledge of Allegiance in New Jersey because of Under God. I mean, this goes on and on. But we're targeting right now on the Clemson case, and we want to get the support built up. So go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Now, everybody that's listening could do this. You could either go to the website or go to ACLJ.org or go to 1-877-989-2255. Stand up and speak out on this. It is really critical that we hear from you. We're also going to be taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Yesterday, I was with Fan, and I emailed you this as well. This is changing subjects just a little bit for a moment, with Senator Lindsey Graham and Congressman Trey Gowdy. And we talked both about the IRS cases and Pastor Saeed Abedini. And Senator Graham has offered another approach to help with countries in the region, which we are following up on immediately. And Trey Gowdy and I were talking about the ongoing IRS matter. I want to briefly go to that just for a second because Trey and I were talking about that. Man, what are you seeing next on the IRS matter?
Yeah, I've been having conversations with House leadership on this. The next tactical maneuver, Jay, is a vote on the full House floor on that contempt citation for Lois Lerner. The idea would be that we would move to that as soon as the House is back next week. Now, there are a couple of moving parts, and I want people to understand this, because if by chance that vote does not happen next week, I don't want people to be discouraged, because I can tell you right now that the strategy behind the scenes is to continue to engage with Lois Lerner and her attorney. If they are not getting any cooperation, I think you will see that vote on the floor of the full House next week. But there is a moving piece there with that negotiation. We're going to have to see where that goes. And if that vote gets pushed back, that would be the reason.
Let me tell you this, folks. I was with Congressman Gowdy last night at an event. We had some time to talk. We talked about this, and Fan's exactly correct. I expect that there may not be an immediate vote because there are discussions going on, and she may end up getting some type of immunity for real testimony based on a proffer that would be made. A proffer is basically saying what she would testify to. And if it's significant, which it would be, I think that may change this whole dynamic pretty drastically. So we are going to keep our attention on that, obviously, as we're litigating. But I wanted to digress for that for a moment. Now, let's go back to the situation with Clemson. Dave, when we look at the Freedom From Religion Foundation, a lot of bluster, a lot of manipulation. But the fact is, in a situation like that, as you said, they don't hesitate. They don't often win in court. They very rarely do. But they don't hesitate to go there. So we're going to prepare this as if they're going to court.
Well, that's right. You have to do that. I mean, they go to court frequently. We fight them in court frequently. And, you know, as you noted, they don't win often. But when they do, they can set a really negative precedent for religious liberty and for free expression. So that's why you have to take this seriously. And also you have to confront the media spin on this, too. I mean, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has a lot of allies in the media, and the media puts pressure. And so they can win by, as you said earlier in the show, they can win by bullying. And that's why we have to push back.
We are going to push back, folks, because when I had the meetings yesterday, including with the Attorney General of South Carolina, the fact is that this attempt is an attempt at intimidation. And if you don't draw a line and say we're not going to be intimidated, What happens is people start folding, and it sets, as David said, this horrendous precedent, either in court or just in the court of public opinion. And there is, as David said, misinformation out there. So I'm telling everybody that's listening to the broadcast, we don't, as I always say, we don't just talk about the issues here on the broadcast. We're doing something about it. We're getting our lawyers fully engaged. I plan on having a full briefing paper out by either tomorrow or Monday morning. We will be outlining what the defense would be, what the legal rights of the coach are, and this athlete's players, that there is no constitutional violation, and that we will be prepared, if necessary, to defend Clemson or whoever else is necessary to defend if, in fact, legal action is taken. So we're putting a full team together on this. We're going to fight back, but this is where you come in, folks. Go to ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Add your name to that petition today. I think it's quite possible we get to 100,000, and that really is the goal of where we want to go in this kind of situation, because it really is that critical. Now, Ben, let's talk about our friends in the Prayer Caucus and some of the other members of Congress. As you look at these situations, I'm sure we can get attention there, too, perhaps getting even the caucus to file a brief.
The Prayer Caucus and other members of Congress, Jay, they are very familiar with this group, the Freedom From Religion Foundation. In fact, they were personally attacked by this group very recently. They were the ones that passed a public law telling the architect of the Capitol that, yes, they must inscribe the national motto at the Capitol Visitor Center. The Freedom From Religion Foundation attacked them. They sued over that. It became a whole legal deal that we helped them with. They know who the Freedom From Religion Foundation is, yeah. And they, like us, are used to standing up to them.
All right, folks, go to ACLJ.org or call us right now at 1-877-989-2255. We need you to sign on to this petition, ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. That is to get on this petition supporting the coach at Clemson and the university that's standing with the coach. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Sign now.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. It is happening again. Angry atheists lashing out. This time the target is the Clemson University football team. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is upset because the football coach is utilizing the services of a team chaplain, a chaplain who volunteers his time. The atheists say the move is unconstitutional and an improper, quote, commingling of religion and athletics. Clemson University officials say the school already provides academic, athletic, and personal support to students, and the addition of a chaplain provides an opportunity to meet their spiritual needs as well. Stand with the ACLJ. Sign on to our letter of support for Clemson University. The decision by the football coach to utilize a team chaplain is entirely proper and does not violate the Constitution. Add your name to our letter now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Hold your head up, folks. That music is coming from the Jay Sekulow Live Band. Jay promised you all that when he got to 1 million likes on his Facebook page, combined with ACLJ's Facebook page, that he would post a video of that song. And, folks, we reached that goal. That video is up at ACLJ.org. I saw it earlier this morning, and, folks, I will promise you one thing. If you go to ACLJ.org and watch the video, you are going to be entertained. It is a good time. Hold your head up. The Jay Sekulow Live Band posted now at ACLJ.org. Folks, getting back to this issue with Coach Dabo Swinney down at Clemson, we have been calling Coach Dabo one of the good guys in college football, and that he is. He's a great football coach. All of the evidence points to the fact that he's really one of those coaches that we need more of in college football. We are coming to his defense. And folks, I just want to quickly read for you before we go to your calls. We've got a lot of your calls coming in. But this is Coach Dabo's response to this attack from the Freedom From Religion Foundation. I'm just going to read you a couple lines from it. He says, "Over the past week or two, there has been a lot of discussion of my faith. We have three rules in our program that everyone must follow. One, players must go to class. Two, they must give good effort. And three, they must be good citizens. It's as simple as that. I have recruited coaches and coached players of many different faiths. Players of any faith or no faith at all are welcome in our program. All we require in the recruitment of any player is that he must be a great player at his position, meet his academic requirements, and have good character." Folks, those priorities are in order. It's a great response from Coach Dabo. Let's get right to your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110. Let's start on line two. Paul is calling from New York. Paul, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, how are you today? How's it going? Hello?
It's going well. You're on the air.
Hey, how are you today? I was speaking to the talked to the guy that answered the phone, and I was my point is that with these atheists, when they accomplish their task, what they've done is they're promoting their religion, because they're removing any type of religion from an institution or an area which promotes their religion, which is no religion. And that kind of is what they're, I mean, being hypocritical about, as far as pointing the fingers at other people for pushing or promoting their religion.
Yeah, I think you're right, Paul, and I'll go to David on this, but I would just say one of the questions we get asked all the time on this is, what if the shoe were on the other foot? I mean, what if it were another religion, or is the Freedom From Religion Foundation advancing their religion? And David, I would just quickly say, if the shoe were on the other foot, this wouldn't be an issue, because the Freedom From Religion Foundation only initiates cases like this when it's the Christian faith. We certainly wouldn't initiate it if it were another faith. You know, we would stand on the side of the First Amendment. So the answer to the first question is that there are a lot of examples across the country where the opposite situation is happening and nobody has a problem with it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation only makes an issue of it when it's a public expression of a Christian faith.
Well, I mean, look, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is an accurately titled organization. They're trying to chase religion out of the public square. They're trying to chase religion out of public life. And truth be told, they'd like to chase religion out of your life. I mean, these are people who want a post-Christian America. They want an America that where citizens do not have a Christian faith. Period. End of discussion. That's absolutely their goal. And they try to accomplish their goal through legal threats. They try to accomplish their goal by taking their case to the media and trying to get the media to bully citizens and public institutions into compliance. And they even write songs making fun of religion. I mean, that's what their agenda is. And what's amazing to me is that the media just so often does their bidding, just goes along, makes the same critiques that the Freedom From Religion Foundation makes, regardless of their historical accuracy, regardless of their legality. The media just plays along.
They do write songs, David, songs like "Nothing Fails Like Prayer," and I will assure you it is not nearly as well done as "Hold Your Head Up" by the Jay Sekulow Live Band. Go to ACLJ.org and watch that. Now, let's get right back to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Josh calling on line one from Minnesota. Josh, you're on the air.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Thanks for calling.
You hear me okay? All right. I just want to say I'm going to take the other approach. I hear a lot of rhetoric like angry atheists and this idea that religious liberties are being attacked, and I hear that bandied about quite a bit. And I think what a lot of people fail to understand is that everyone's religious liberties are being protected by the efforts of a group like the Freedom From Religion Foundation, who makes a concerted effort to safeguard everyone's religious liberties by keeping religion, primarily Christianity, because this is a very Christian cultured society, out of the public sphere. Now, the mention was just made a moment ago that they attack almost exclusively the religious Christian faith. Now, that's simply not true. It happens to be the case that that's primarily their effort because of the Christian culture, but they've also taken issue with Islam in the public.
Factually, it really is true, Josh, but I want to go to David on this, because, David, this is an effort that you have been engaged in for the bulk of your career. You have directly litigated a large number of these cases. What do you see in those? Where's the scope of this threat?
Well, I think, Josh, where you're missing the boat a little bit here is that religious liberty means the ability to exercise your faith. It means the ability to express your faith. It means the ability to practice your faith. That is an outward exercise. What the Freedom From Religion Foundation is doing is not saying that it's protecting anyone's exercise of faith. It is attacking it. The coach of the Clemson Tigers has religious liberty rights. The players at the Clemson Tigers have religious liberty rights. When you look at the Freedom From Religion Foundation letter, you will not see a single notation that a single player at Clemson has complained that their rights were infringed. In other words, that their exercise, that their speech, that their practice of their faith was harmed in any way, shape, or form. But what you will see is the Freedom From Religion Foundation trying to silence expressions of faith, trying to silence Coach Swinney. And let's not forget, Coach Swinney, even though he's a football coach at a public university, he also has free speech rights. He also has free exercise rights. And what the Freedom From Religion Foundation is wanting to do is silence. And silencing people is not protecting their liberty. Now, if there was some situation where a football coach somewhere was requiring players to be a Christian to be on a public university football team, that's a different kind of scenario. That's not the scenario here. What you have here are players at Clemson who are adults who are allowed to exercise their faith and practice their faith regardless of what that faith is. And so is Coach Swinney. Coach Swinney is entitled to his own constitutional rights as well, and the Freedom From Religion Foundation wants to snuff that out, to silence people.
Folks, I know a lot of you are on the line at 1-800-684-3110. We will get to you after the break. Chris from Texas, I'm going to start with you. I know you've been on the line for a long time, but we're about to go into a break. And folks, just like David said, not only is there no constitutional crisis here, there is no crisis at all. Not a single player, past or present, has complained. And by the way, there wouldn't be a constitutional crisis even if one did complain. But as it stands, that's hypothetical. No one is complaining. No one except the Freedom From Religion Foundation, a group out of Wisconsin that has no association with this football team. It's a manufactured crisis. We are coming to Clemson's defense, and Clemson is doing a great job of standing up on their own. If you want to join us, call now, 877-989-2255, or go online at aclj.org. Again, the number, 877-989-2255.
Stand with the ACLJ. Sign on to our letter of support for Clemson University. The decision by the football coach to utilize a team chaplain is entirely proper and does not violate the Constitution. Add your name to our letter now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Jay Sekulow Live. This is Senior Counsel David French with Dan Bennett in our Washington, D.C. office. And that bit of music you were hearing there is the Jay Sekulow Live band playing Argent's classic hit, Hold Your Head Up. And it is on Facebook now, on Jay's page. It was put up there as a celebration of the fact that we reached more a combined 1 million likes on Facebook between ACLJ and Jay Sekulo. In fact, we're now closing in on 1.2 million as our cases and our causes are gaining a tremendous amount of public momentum. So I would encourage you to check out that video. It's incredibly well done. You'll be amazed at the talent there. I bet you didn't know, some of you didn't know, that in addition to being a Supreme Court attorney, Jay can play the drums as well. I'd like to say, Than, that I had some musical talent, but I have none. So I got to stick with talking about Clemson.
No, I'm with you, David. In fact, when this band was forming, my mom wanted me to be a part of this band, and I was not allowed to be, I think for good reason. If you go to ACLJ.org and watch this video, you are going to be impressed, and I will never be a member of the band. It is because my ability is lacking. All right, folks, right back to the phones we go, 1-800-684-3110. We're going to Chris calling from Texas on line 4. Chris, thanks for holding on, and welcome to the broadcast.
Thanks. I just wanted to say that, you know, Clemson is one of my favorites, but after this, you know, I respect them even more. I mean, the truth of the matter is the players aren't being forced to believe in anything, but, I mean, they are displaying their constitutional right to practice religion. I mean, there hasn't been any effort to force any of the players to be Christians. I mean, none of the players have complained. I mean, when I was in college, I played college football. We had chapel every week. I mean, it wasn't a requirement, but we did have chapel every week.
Well, you know, you're bringing a really good point here. Chaplains for football teams are not unusual in any way, shape, or form. I mean, if you go around, particularly at colleges in the South, you're going to find football team after football team with chaplains. They've been historically a part of the game. They're currently a part of the game. And there's a very good reason why, because the players want them. The players like them. This is something that serves the players. You know, as much as the Freedom From Religion Foundation may hate this, the reality is that an enormous number of these players truly appreciate the presence of chaplains. They truly appreciate the religious opportunities that are offered to them at these colleges. And let's not pretend that it's only Christian. I mean, I went back to the Clemson website yesterday. We were talking about this issue. And if you have a player from any faith, they're going to find at Clemson, they're going to find a student group. They're going to find that's going to be available to them. They're going to have university facilities open to them. So let's not pretend that Clemson is a Christians-only zone or that Clemson is in a situation where it is ministering exclusively or is providing opportunities exclusively to Christians. That's just not the case. And it's just not the case that Coach Swinney is putting in place any kind of limitations or coercion over non-Christian athletes. What Freedom From Religion Foundation does not like, Than, it does not like the presence of Christian expression. That's what it doesn't like. It does not like Christian expression. And its accurate title, Freedom From Religion, means it is trying to chase out of the public square any reference to religion, any reference to faith. That does not respect liberty. That suppresses liberty. And you know what? You guys are getting this. In 48 hours, we have had more than 61,000 signatures, and that's just online. On the phones, we're adding hundreds and thousands more than that. Our goal is to hit 100,000 signatures. We want 100,000 signatures to take to the people of South Carolina, to the administrators at Clemson, to show them the amount of public support for their stand, for Coach Swinney's stand. And let's be clear here. Clemson has been doing the right thing. They've been doing the right thing by standing by their coach. Let's encourage them. Let's show that we applaud their stand in the face of legal threats, in the face of media bullying. Call 877-989-2255 or go to aclj.org.
It is happening again. Angry atheists lashing out. This time the target is the Clemson University football team. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is upset because the football coach is utilizing the services of a team chaplain, a chaplain who volunteers his time. The atheists say the move is unconstitutional and an improper, quote, commingling of religion and athletics. Clemson University officials say the school already provides academic, athletic, and personal support to students, and the addition of a chaplain provides an opportunity to meet their spiritual needs as well. Stand with the ACLJ. Sign on to our letter of support for Clemson University. The decision by the football coach to utilize a team chaplain is entirely proper and does not violate the Constitution. Add your name to our letter now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is David French along with Than Bennett, and we are talking Clemson football. Well, not exactly talking Clemson football. We're talking religious liberty in Clemson football. We're not analyzing or breaking down their spring game, although I bet Than could do that. You follow college football a lot closer than I do, but since Clemson's not in the SEC, I don't really necessarily think of it as college football. But sorry for our South Carolina listeners. We've had a full bank of phone calls on this throughout this program because this is really touching a chord. I mean, this is really hitting people, and I think it's hitting people for good reason, Than, because it's showing, on one hand, the intolerance of the other side, the desire to silence Christians. And then what's inspiring about this is the courage on the part of not just Coach Swinney, but let's not forget, Clemson University is doing what so few colleges do. It's standing up for religious liberty.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, I think in many cases, David, and you're right, I do love college football. In many cases, that it divides us. I mean, it creates great rivalries. There would be, Clemson and South Carolina would never come together and on behalf of the same charge or mission. Except in this case. And David, what we have seen is a universal response across the country on behalf and in favor of Coach Dabo. And I think for many reasons, it's because not that he's a great football coach, which he is, but because he is doing what we would hope all of our college football coaches would do. He is setting his priorities in order. He is graduating his students, and then he is investing in their lives. And, you know, we read his statement earlier that his priorities are very clear. You have to be a good player. You have to attend class, and you have to give great effort. It has nothing to do with faith, and all of these attacks from the Freedom From Religion Foundation are based on voluntary activities that are available across a religious spectrum for his athletes. That's why we are asking all of you to stand with us by calling 877-989-2255 or by going online at aclj.org. David, let's go ahead and go back to the phones. Let's go to Gary calling on line 5 from Idaho. Gary, welcome to the broadcast.
Well, thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I have a quick question. I heard yesterday on your broadcast that these people accusing Clemson of using taxpayer dollars for their teachers and this football coach. Is that true, or are they being paid by tuition from the students? And if they are being paid by from the tuition of the students, what business do these people have sticking their nose into this college?
Well, I think it's true that there's at least a small number of taxpayer dollars being used to pay the coach's salary. I think the vast majority of the coach's salary and the salary of all the coaches comes through the proceeds of the athletic department, the ticket sales, the merchandising, et cetera. Big-time college football raises big-time revenue. In fact, big-time college football often keeps the entire athletic program afloat at a school. So, but I would say there's probably at least some percentage of taxpayer dollars. But the bottom line is that as an employee of a public university, the coach is obligated to follow the Constitution. And guess what? The coach has followed the Constitution. He absolutely has. He has his constitutional rights and he has constitutional obligations. He's exercised his constitutional rights. He's followed his constitutional obligations. And as Stan pointed out moments ago, he's done it in an atmosphere where he's not only won football games, I mean, Orange Bowl victory, very impressive, but also in an atmosphere where he's done the right thing by the student athletes. And you can tell that by the fact that the Freedom From Religion Foundation filed its complaint, and there were no student complaints against the coach. There were no complaints from his athletes. They had to go off campus to find anyone offended by Coach Swinney. They had, and think about that. That's a big campus. There's tens of thousands of students there, staff, administrators. They had to go off campus to find anyone offended by Coach Swinney because Coach Swinney has been doing the right thing, Dan.
Absolutely. And you know, just get back to the caller's question for just a moment. I think you're right, David. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is using the taxpayer investment into the public institution as their foothold in this case. But I just would remind people as well. I mean, let's be honest. Revenue from a football program like Clemson's, like a big-time ACC or SEC program, it far outpaces expenditures. And much like David said, in fact, the football program is so revered by the leadership of an institution like this, in large part because it supplements the revenues and the budgets for other programs. It enables those other programs to exist. So to make it appear like this football program is only existing because of the taxpayers of the state, that is definitely just not the case. Let's go back to the phone lines. We do have a few phone lines open for you folks at 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Michael calling from Texas on line 3. Michael, you're on the air.
Hi. I did, first of all, I support the Clemson. I did sign y'all's petition, and I'm fully behind what you guys are doing. God bless ACLJ and what they're doing. But my first my question is this. As a Christian, I'm going to be finishing college in about a year, and it just seems like, you know, not just the Clemson thing, it's a great example, but, you know, look at Hobby Lobby. You look at all these other Christians in the marketplace that have lost jobs just because, you know, they're Christians and they have a traditional view of marriage, or they, you know, want to express their faith through prayer, or, you know, as an example. But as a Christian and in a culture that's becoming increasingly, you know, it seems to me anti-Christian, or, you know, Christians are suffering so much persecution. What is the best way as a Christian American to prepare for an increasingly persecuted job market, if that makes sense?
Well, you know, that's a great question. I mean, I think of it a couple of ways. I've been speaking for years around college campuses, and I get this question a lot from Christian students. And I answer in a few factors. Number one, as Christian college students, we need to be committed to excellence in all that we do. In other words, when we're going and approaching an employer, we're approaching the battle of in the marketplace of ideas. Let's be committed to being excellent in that. Learn, being informed, achieving as high as we can in our academic studies. So commit to excellence. The other thing I say is let's commit to liberty. It's not as if Christians, Hobby Lobby or anyone else, is saying that everyone must do what we do, or we're trying to force everyone to act as we act and believe as we believe. We support liberty. We support the marketplace of ideas. So why do we support the marketplace of ideas? Well, we have confidence in our message. We don't need to put for the government to put its scales one way or the other on this, because we have confidence in the power of our message. So the combination of commitment to excellence and a commitment to liberty, including other people's liberty, I think is really important. And that's something that at the ACLJ, we have been committed to from the beginning. We defend the First Amendment, not just for people that agree with us, but when we defend the First Amendment, we're very cognizant of sometimes that there are people who disagree with us that will enjoy those rights. And that's okay. We support the marketplace of ideas. We have confidence that our ideas our ideas are the best ideas. And that's what's unfortunate about the Freedom From Religion Foundation. They apparently don't have confidence in their message because they keep trying to silence Christians. We don't try to silence anybody, then we're trying to protect liberty.
Yeah, and we will always engage those fights, David. I would just throw out a reminder, though. There are a couple of things that we at the ACLJ always need in order to engage those fights. And the first is for the person who's attacked to be willing to defend those rights. And that's what's been so great in this situation. Clemson has risen to the challenge. Their response was very clear that they do not believe that they have committed any constitutional violations. They believe the Freedom From Religion Foundation is wrong. They are standing up for their rights, and that is the first thing we need. The other thing we need is all of you. We need you in a couple of ways. First of all, in this situation, we need you to stand with Coach Dabo. You can do it by calling 877-989-2255. And also, we depend on your financial support here at the ACLJ to do the work that we do. And your gift is actually doubled at this important time. So if you can make a $25 donation, it becomes $50, and you can make that donation online at aclj.org. I want to get one more call in before the end of this segment. Let's go to line 6. Don is calling from California. Don, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning. Listen, I want to make a couple of comments. One, of course, we support you 100% on this Clemson thing. But by the way, Van, you got a fellow UK guy on the line here, so that's a good thing.
Fantastic.
I want to tell you something about being a wartime veteran. You guys are the real warriors out there, and you're I can't tell you how much all your veterans appreciate the fight that you do to protect the freedoms that we fought for. And I want to tell you something else, too. I think I've told you this before. One time I called in a long time ago about, you know, it's interesting to me that when you, whoever the Freedom Foundation, Freedom From Religion, and the atheists, when you're stomping around in a jungle, buddy, I can tell you there's a lot of people that may have been on some other side, but all of a sudden, they're stomping around that jungle worrying about something. All of a sudden, they're asking God to help them. It's just interesting to me how that works out.
No doubt about it, Don. There are no atheists in foxholes. I know that is true, and we would just want to thank you for your service. You might say that we are the heroes. I would disagree with that. Don, your service to our country makes you the hero. Folks, as we close this segment of the broadcast, I want you to do a couple of things. First of all, ACLJ.org, two very exciting things that I want you to take a look at. First of all, the Hold Your Head Up video from the J Secular Live Band that is now posted. Also, an Easter message from Pastor Saeed Abedini. You have got to read that if you have not done so. The last thing, folks, stand up for Coach Dabo. We can do this together, and you can stand for him by calling 877-989-2255, or it's also online at aclj.org. So definitely go to aclj.org. But as we go to a break, you go to your phones, 877-989-2255.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top 2 in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
It is happening again. Angry atheists lashing out. This time the target is the Clemson University football team. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is upset because the football coach is utilizing the services of a team chaplain, a chaplain who volunteers his time. The atheists say the move is unconstitutional and an improper, quote, commingling of religion and athletics. Clemson University officials say the school already provides academic, athletic, and personal support to students, and the addition of a chaplain Chaplain provides an opportunity to meet their spiritual needs as well. Stand with the ACLJ. Sign on to our letter of support for Clemson University. The decision by the football coach to utilize a team chaplain is entirely proper and does not violate the Constitution. Add your name to our letter now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Than Bennett in Washington, D.C. We will get back to this outrageous issue, folks, of the Freedom From Religion Foundation demanding that Clemson essentially not have a chaplain, folks. They think that is a violation of the First Amendment. We are, of course, preparing to help Clemson fight back against that outrageous claim. It's just the Freedom From Religion Foundation at it again. We have done this before, folks. We have traveled this path. We will win again. The Freedom From Religion Foundation rarely has success. But, of course, that requires fighting back, and that is why we are asking you to stand with us and to sign our petition in defense of Clemson's policy. You can call now 877-989-2255 or sign online at aclj.org. But, folks, quickly, I wanted to play for you an update on Pastor Saeed's situation. Our international legal director, Tiffany Behrens, and Pastor Saeed's wife, Nagme Abedini, were on My Faith Radio just a few days ago giving everyone an update on Pastor Saeed's case. You're going to hear Nagme talk about Pastor Saeed's health, and you're going to hear Tiffany talk about our recent efforts to encourage the Iranian regime to grant Pastor Saeed clemency during this time. So, again, you're going to hear from Pastor Saeed's wife, Nagme, and the ACLJ's international legal director, Tiffany Behrens. Let's go ahead and roll that interview now.
Nagme, do you know of any stories from Evan Prison of things that God did that were an encouragement to him in spite of all of his suffering?
You know, both prisons, God gave him a favor. There was people that really were drawn to him, and there was some that had dreams and visions about Jesus and would ask him, and they became his protectors when they discovered Christ, and they would protect him from a lot of the attacks within the prison. And he, you know, he saw marriages get healed. A lot of these people in prison were had issues in their families, and once they discovered, you know, this relationship with Christ, and their marriages got healed, they were going through a divorce, and the divorces stopped, and he just saw a lot of healings in the families, and I had calls from wives saying my husband has changed, and he's not this angry, depressed, hopeless person. He's found joy and peace in prison. And I was able to talk to some of the wives who'd seen transformed lives in prison, and were wondering how is this even possible? How that person who was so in such despair had hope and joy. And, I think for Saeed to know that, that I think for both of us to know that this is a horrible trial, but God is using it to help others. To even one person is a big celebration in heaven, coming to know Christ. So to know that, as we mentioned earlier, that this is our current suffering is being used for, can't compare to what's happening in the heavenly realms, and really encourage Saeed, especially Saeed's heart. You know, one person was one person for Christ, and I know that that has been a great source of encouragement to know that through his trial, someone is now, you know, and walking with the Lord, who's now reconciled to God, and I know that's Saeed's greatest joy. He would give his life for even one person, for his brother, for one person to know who Jesus is, and the love that God has for humanity to give his only son for our sin.
Greater love has no man than he who lays his life down. And I remember reading in an article when he'd been moved from Evan prison to that next prison and how the prisoners were brokenhearted because they lost their pastor. And that made me cry, Nagme. I mean, just like,
they were
this, like he was a pastor in prison. I mean, I marvel at that.
They lost their pastor, and they were devastated, and I got news that they were carrying the torch. They were continuing what Saeed was doing, but they were heartbroken.
Mm. And so when he was moved to the next prison, tell me the name of it again.
It's about an hour and a half. It's outside of Tehran, which where Saeed's family lives. It's in the city of Karaj. It's the name of the prison. It's Rajai Shah.
Mm. And so he was there among the murderers and rapists. And then there was a point, wasn't there, when he was moved near the political mm-hmm. prisoners? Then that happened more recently?
Yes, he was with the murderers and rapists who were on death row, which we tried to go through the legal system saying this is not right. He's a political prisoner, and he needs to be with political prisoners. And the move itself was just a shock to our family. And that he went through a lot there. He survived it, which we're glad. I mean, there were times where the dad would visit, and we'd be wondering if he's alive. And he survived that. And they finally, because of all the pressures and all the wonderful job the ACLJ has done, and Tiffany's been with me from the beginning, from day one when they took Saeed's passport. But just from all the prayers, because of all of that and the pressures, the Iranian government finally moved him to a political ward, which was less violent, which was cleaner, better. And then recently, again, he was moved to the hospital, which is a great answer to prayer.
Mm. Wow. Tiffany, is there anything that we can do? I mean, prayer is everything, but anything tangibly, practically we can do on this end? I mean, been really heartbreaking to see our government really not advocate so much for him. What can we do?
One of the things that it still baffles me sometimes is that there are folks just in your neighborhood who don't know about this case.
Right.
Right. Who don't, you know, there are folks in your churches, amazingly, who don't know about this case. There are people at your work, people in your home groups, your community groups, that don't know about this case. And so whether you are operating on social media and you can change your picture to say Save Saeed, or go ahead and pull one of the pictures that we have up on our website or on our Facebook page to change it, whether you use Twitter or whether you just have email, if this man is on your heart, I just really encourage you, as he has done and as Naomi has done, to use this story to talk about persecution of Christians, to talk about Saeed's case, and to spread it among believers and non-believers that you come into contact with. And if they haven't engaged, and you haven't, you've signed our petitions at theaclj.org, or you can go to thebeheardproject.org, where you can find all of the updates on Saeed and sign petitions. That's one step, and we do use those petitions. When you sign them, it allows us to take them to countries who are engaging with Iran, who are trying to, you know, open up diplomatic relations and trades right now with Iran. We can go to these countries and say, look at these individuals who are engaged for this man. And we have people sign them from all over the world. So it's not just limited to your neighborhood and the immediate surroundings, but folks you know all over the world can go and sign those as well.
And give us that website, aclj.org. Is that right?
aclj.org. And okay. You can also go to the Be Heard Project. So beheardproject.org. Okay. And right on that front page, you'll see everything you want to know about Saeed and his case. And you can find videos and things you can share with folks there.
You know, Tiffany, it seems like he's been above reproach in every single way, by even as a Christian working with the government, trying to be above board. Really, what is their case against him other than Christianity is a threat to us? We've realized we want to use you as an example. I mean, do they have any other thing to stand on?
That's essentially their case, right? So they punished him for what was an illegal act and tried to make it illegal. So it is not illegal in Iran to meet with fellow believers.
Again, folks, that was Naghmeh Abedini and Tiffany Behrens. If you have not yet signed the petition for Pastor Saeed's release, you can do so now at beheardproject.com. And as we close the broadcast today, if you want to stand with us on behalf of Clemson University's right to hire a chaplain and hold Bible studies, call now 877-989-2255.
Stand with the ACLJ. Sign on to our letter of support for Clemson University. The decision by the football coach to utilize a team chaplain is entirely proper and does not violate the Constitution. Add your name to our letter now. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.